Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Malika Pryor, Communications and Development Officer at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Carlson, our director, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. And this is our final segment. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com. You can also go to the app or Play Store and download TuneIn Radio to listen to us. Tonight in the studio, we have, or I have with me, our education officer, Katrina Cartwright. Like, say that five times fast, Malika. As well as curator, artist, and mixed media arts summer camp instructor, Ms. Jody Minnis. And so before the break, or at the last break, we were just talking about the ways in which the curriculum and the creation of art affected and impacted the students within the context of the camp. Mm-hmm. More broadly, though, and this is from, you know, someone who's an educator and former art educator, specifically in the school systems for you, Katrina, and then Jody, I mean, obviously you're also a student.
Yeah.
And then both of you are still creating, and you more specifically, I know that you have an exhibition and work that is up right now currently at the D'Aguilar Foundation. How do you all see and think? And of course, you all were both also art students at some point.
Yeah.
Obviously, Long Island and Nassau, respectively, Jody. Mm-hmm. So how do you all see art playing a larger role or playing a significant role in the way that young people continue to develop here in the Bahamas? How do we, and how, as an institution, right, as the NAGB, do we participate and engage this process, do you think?
I think it's about inclusion, like making them feel like art is not like this isolated thing, or it's like this thing that exists in this one realm, and if you don't do it this way with a painting on a wall, that you're not included in that community. I think that's a thing to think about. And I think that after I saw my kids, after I made the work, I told them, I was like, your work influenced my work. Like, you inspired me to create the work that I created for my exhibition. And I think that also to them was like, oh, like, Ms. Jody, you actually looked at what we did? Yes, I did, because there were some great things that you guys did. Yeah. And I think that,
powerful, too, right? I mean, to be able to say to a young person who's just sort of formulating their own idea about themselves that you've already inspired, or that they've inspired you.
Yeah, and I it goes back to, I think that the Bahamas cultivates creative individuals. I think that that's just something that happens without us even thinking about it, that our young people are creative, whether it just be in singing, theater, dance, or whatever. They are extremely creative individuals, and what we have to do is create spaces like the Mixed Media Art Summer Camp to hone it and to keep it going. And I think spaces like that do exist all throughout in Providence and on the Family Islands, but I think that those spaces need more support. And I think that if we're going to talk about art education, like, have them realize that Junkanoo is art. Beating a drum is art. All of these different things are art forms, and you have to respect them as art forms, but even though that there is a level of respect there, you can still associate with it, or you could still engage it, you know?
So this idea of sort of creating a balance between a reverence and a deference for it, and giving it a kind of value, but then also assigning it a level of accessibility.
Right.
Okay. No, I totally get that.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo what Jody said. The Bahamas, Bahamian people are creative.
Indeed.
I would go so far as to say Caribbean people are creative. Mm-hmm. I think we have a shared history.
Mm-hmm.
We're very colorful in our own way.
Yeah.
And music, the beat of a drum, craft, working with our hands. Those are traditions that most of us have grown up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'd be hard-pressed to come across a Bahamian who was not experienced, who had not been exposed to some form of music, not formally, just on a very grassroots level.
Right.
Craft work, just making, work making, right? Mm-hmm. Creative making. And that has, and it's influenced them in their lives to some degree. I mean, that's, I think as a people, that's who we are. Even if it's not visual art or music or performing arts, storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
It's such an important part of our culture. I mean, you hear it in the lyrics of the songs that are mm-hmm. written
yes.
by Bahamian musicians. And that's what we know.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get away from who you are.
Right. Yes.
I think the problem we have in this country is that we don't acknowledge our creativity.
Mm.
Okay.
I think we don't acknowledge it. We don't see it as something that's that's normal. It's mm-hmm. a part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we experience every day without thinking about it. And I feel like spaces like the Mixed Media Arts Summer Camp, yes, they do give children the chance to engage in art in a much more concentrated level. I mean, yeah. visual art mm-hmm. in particular. But as far as art on the whole, I think we need to stop thinking about art as something that exists in a silo.
Yeah.
That's. I think when we think about art in school, don't think about art that's as something that's confined to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Think about art that spans something that spans all disciplines.
Mm-hmm.
Literature, English, math. Some of the most brilliant mathematicians in the world are extraordinarily creative mm-hmm. individuals.
No, it's true.
The same goes for the scientist who, you know, finds a way to cure cancer one day.
Einstein mm-hmm. was a violinist.
Yeah.
And then let's go beyond that. Let's think about the cars that we drive.
Yeah.
Let's think about the chairs we're sitting in right now, these microphones,
mm-hmm.
right, that we're talking through,
mm-hmm.
radio. I mean, these are all designed by creative individuals.
True.
And engaging in art practices, engaging in art activities help you to continue to engage that part of your brain that allows you to be creative. Because your brain is a muscle. You have to exercise it.
That's
right.
True.
Right?
And make connections.
And make connections and make inferences and think and ask why.
Yeah.
And then ask why not.
Yes.
Right? And that's really difficult with children because when you start asking them to ask questions, when you start encouraging them to ask questions, why and why not, they might drive you a little crazy.
A little bit.
A little bit. But then keeping in mind that all of those are going to help them to grow into the kind of adults who can be amazing assets to society,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So I think that when it comes to art and education, you can't think about it as something that's confined to one definition.
Yeah.
It's so much bigger than that. And Mixed Media Summer Camp is just one way for us to allow children to express themselves and to experience that amount of creative work and
sure.
creative creation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, creative work in one place, working in one
yeah.
place. But there are so many different ways to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that when we begin to think that way,
mm-hmm.
when we take it out of the silo of what we've defined art as,
sure.
and we take it, make it something that truly is at home and that we acknowledge is at home and is a part of our lives, then you're actually, and you will see some real change and you will see junk anew.
Yeah.
Which I think is an amazing expression of creativity in this
Absolutely.
Country.
Mm-hmm.
You will see it truly being acknowledged as an art form. And you will see those people who spend 8 months, 9 months out of the year choreographing dances and practicing after work and making costumes in their free time and learning how to play a drum and
creating
a horn.
Creating time.
And creating time.
It's amazing to me.
And not
the
sleeping.
Level of commitment. Yes, the
yeah.
level
right?
of commitment.
That level of commitment, that's when those people will truly be called, you can call them artists, you can call them creative practitioners, but they're all creative.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to keep in yeah. mind. That's what we have to acknowledge about ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bahamas is a maker culture.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, the notion of owning that and really taking pride in that,
yeah.
right, I think will help us to elevate it. And I think having institutions like a National Art Gallery, right, where kids mm-hmm. can come and you can literally grow up attending, engaging, visiting, and being in a space what that you feel is yours.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have kids who will come to the gallery and their kids and their parents will bring them, but the parents won't come past the
yeah.
gates. And mm-hmm. so there's literally, in some cases, a generational divide. And so I think some of it is a matter of time
yeah.
where young people are able to grow up in a space where they feel a sense of accessibility
mm-hmm.
as well as reverence because they see art being treated in a very particular and specific kind of way
mm-hmm.
while still being able to engage it and also create within that space. So that's one of the things that gives me hope. We're a new country. And so
mm-hmm.
some of those institutions that help to facilitate that we see already evolved or already happening in other spaces in other countries. Well, you know, duh, they've had it for like, you know, a couple hundred years. So, of course, you know, there may be a more articulated way of thinking about the arts. But one of the things that I also really love and appreciate and respect about the Bahamas is how quickly the people move. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, we might think about the Caribbean or the region, this place like, oh, everything cool, blah, 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 blah. But if you look at some countries that are 44 years old and where they are relative to where the Bahamas is and how it has managed to continue to grow and to shape itself, we're doing pretty darn good.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty darn good. Yeah. But coming back to that idea of the national institution and doing more with respect to accessibility, I know, Katrina, that our team, I say this like I don't know anything about it, but our team is working on evolving and moving some other programs forward to be able to do that more and better at the gallery. So would you mind just speaking to that just a little bit?
Well, you know, we have lots of ideas.
Yes. Yes, we do.
But of course, we always be very conscious of our capacity and resources. So something that we are working on right now is a more comprehensive tour package, tour experience for students, for adults, for community groups, individuals who come to the gallery. We want to make it more interactive. We also want to make it more accessible. We understand that, you know, right now, the difficulty for us is that most of our audience is here in Nassau, and to get more of our audience from the Family Islands engaged is a challenge that we are working towards. What's the word I'm looking for now? Well,
resolving.
We're working towards resolving because technology is our friend in this case. But we understand that some of the islands are technologically challenged. I mean, there's so many things that we realize that we need to do that we're working on. But one of the big things right now is the tour package. We are working really hard to find a way to bring as many school children through the gallery as humanly possible with their teachers. And, you know, and we hope that the experience is so wonderful that those children go home to their parents and say, Mommy, Daddy, you know, Grammy.
Right. Bring me back on Sunday.
Bring me back on Sunday when it's free.
Residents to attend.
Noon to five.
I know that, you know, with respect to those tours, just to elaborate on that a bit, is that we really want more than just art teachers to feel compelled and to see the relevance of the National Art Gallery to their curriculum. So there will be tours that specifically focus on art, some that will focus more on culture. So those elements that you're working on in your classroom, we know that you've got to be able to, you know, work with your students so that they can pass their exams and do well in their coursework. But to think about the NAGB as a part of the coursework. And then, of course, with respect to the Family Islands, coming back to those technological limitations, but one of the elements that we are continuing to bring, this is, I think, into year three now, is the traveling exhibition, which currently is Max Amos. We're heading to Exuma, which is Amos Ferguson's birthplace, of course, the forest. We'll be in Great Exuma, and so it's going to be really fabulous at the Winshua Gallery that will open in early September, so please continue to look out for that, Exuma. Shouts out to Exuma. If you're traveling, visiting, staycations, you know, Bahamians traveling to other places in the Bahamas is a thing. So come on down, because it's an exhibition that you're not necessarily going to see at the gallery itself. You will have to travel in order to see it, and it's definitely worth seeing, because two of our finest masters are being put on display. And lastly, of course, if you are interested in seeing more of what the young people have done, again, their work is up in an exhibition form at the National Art Gallery until August 28th. And then, of course, Ms. Jody Minnis, who has her work up at the D. Aguilar Foundation, partially inspired by our campus for mixed media, is up until the 15th. So there's lots happening with respect to art that is either connected or being directed by the National Art Gallery, as well as other fine and really incredible arts institutions, the D. Aguilar Foundation, one amongst several others. So we're just really, really happy and excited. It's a great time, I think, for creatives, and I think it's a great time for us to continue to build art as a thing.
Yeah.
as a real thing. and to give it credit for how real it's always been. So I want to thank you, ladies, so very much for joining me on this fabulous Wednesday evening. You are listening to Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Malika Pryor Martin, and I'm filling in for Amanda Carlson, your regular host of Blank Canvas. Make sure that you visit www.nagb.org.bs. Scroll down to the education menu and check out Blank Canvas and its archive shows. Again, you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Thank you so very much. Have a great evening, and we look forward to seeing you again or talking to you again. Toodles.